people need to understand just how important these elections are and how important it is to get the right people to serve. We anticipate turnout to be below 25% today. I'm thinking between 20 and 25%, which is awfully low. Our city's too important. We've come too far for people to sit at home and let everybody else make a decision on who's going to be the next group of leaders for our great city.
Montanari's opponent, Bill Dudley, said that he would have handled recent budget cuts differently than the city did. For example, the city terminated many lower-level employees, but Dudley thinks that a better idea would have been for St. Pete to reconsider having three deputy mayors.
My thought on that is they haven't cut nearly enough. They always cut from the bottom to the top instead of from the top to the bottom. And my position has been and will continue to be when the city can get their fiscal house in order, then we can look at those cuts. But I think that there's a lot of fat at the top.
Judith Beck said she came to the polling precinct at St. Pete Coliseum to vote against City Council District 7 candidate Gershom Faulkner.
Well, I am a straight 64-year-old Episcopalian, and one of the candidates for the City Council made some anti-gay statements with which I do not agree, so I made sure I voted against him most of all.
In her South St. Petersburg yard, Nora Rowland said she did not plan to vote.
It don't make no difference who vote, because they put who they want in the chair anyway. They throw the things away, they lie about it, and they, what about the poor people? Poor people don't get nothing. You got people living in parks and stuff out there, sleeping and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
At a nearby supermarket, Sandy said she planned on voting later today because there were issues in her neighborhood that concerned her.
The crime in the area, the drugs, the school situation, the war, it's a whole list of things.
Mary in South St. Pete says she doesn't vote because she's a Jehovah's Witness, but she follows city politics and calls it a tragedy. Mary did not have kind words about Mayor Baker.
It's the crime plus it's the city itself who's running the city. They ought to be persecuted for what they're doing, which is zero. The mayor is no good. He's a bunch of crap. He's not doing anything. He's sitting on his rear end looking at everything and laughing. Personally, I think he's a dud.
John Melunchmy said he will vote later today in order to support City Council District 7 candidate Wenge Newt Newton.
I haven't had a chance to vote today because I've been working all day. District 7, good guy, he gave me a job a couple years back. I was cleaning up some fields for him. He had three lots. Yeah, his name is Newton.
Robin Reed voted at the Coliseum and said she is concerned about development in St. Pete.
I think the city is going in the right direction. I'm a little bit concerned about overdevelopment and you know, people considering preservation issues and historic buildings and keeping some of those things in our city that make our city special and different from other cities. I mean, we could be another Sarasota, we could be another Miami or Fort Lauderdale that's just wall-to-wall condos and huge buildings, and we really don't want that.
A woman at the Coliseum didn't want to give her name, but said she's never missed an election. She said she loves Mayor Baker and is pleased with the direction the city is taking.
I've been very happy with it the last few years. We have a lot of problems, a lot of things we have to work on, but I've been very pleased.
A man who wanted to remain anonymous in South St. Pete said the city council could do more for that part of town.
It's okay. Really, they need to do a lot more improvement in the neighborhoods.